The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to On the Clock with Aaron Green. It is Wednesday, the 19th of March, 2025, and we are at the QC Career Fair during Green Week at QC. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm a former graduate of this institution, and I have some young people looking in my face right now, so I could tell them when I left here, I said, I ain't never coming back, and I'm so happy to be back. So you may have those feelings as you matriculate, as you head towards the end of your high school career, but trust me, deep in your heart, something's going to bring you back to your alma mater, to the school, to be an adult. So I have these young people in front of me today, and the first thing I want to ask them, if I can on the mic, is, have you considered a career in broadcasting?
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
All right, what are you considering as a career choice?
Cosmetology.
A veterinarian.
Cosmetology and veterinarian services. It is awesome. Okay. Have you considered that radio could be a supplement to your professional career choice?
No.
No, ma'am.
All right. So let me ask you all some more personal questions about your career choices. When did you decide you wanted to enter cosmetology or veterinarian services?
I was like a small child. I really just loved animals then, so that's when I realized.
All right, what types of animals do you want to work with? Is there a specific subset of animals? You want to work with giraffes? You want to work with chickchannies? You want to work with marine animals?
I like working with all specific type.
Okay. So cosmetology, what inspired you to enter that field?
I used to do my Barbie doll's hair. And ever since then, I just like styling hair and like doing lashes and stuff.
All right. Do you see it like as a job that could supplement another passion, or do you see it as a career?
I think it could supplement another passion.
I see it as a career. Often when young women say cosmetology, people say, oh, but you could do something more exciting or you could do something more complicated. But I see cosmetology as a massive field. Right, it could take you into any space in the world. You could do makeup in the movies. You could create a business for executive and professional makeup artists, preparing executives for video shoots, board meetings, all kinds of important things. And you could be a stylist to the prime minister. Imagine if the prime minister was a woman. She'd need a chief stylist. So what's your career path today to cosmetology?
There is a cosmetology club at QC, so I think I joined that first to kind of get a feel of what I'm doing and maybe attend a cosmetology college.
Do you fear that you're going to go to cosmetology college and see the wide world of options and then don't come back to the Bahamas?
Possibly.
It's a risk we all take, right? And it's a balance between like sort of living your dream and continuing to build a collective legacy. But I think you could do both, absolutely. All right, what's been the most exciting booth you've seen so far at the career fair?
We haven't really walked around yet. We just like walked in.
This is our first one we're seeing today.
All right, well you all go check it out. When I see you again, I'm gonna grab you and ask you what was your favorite booth at the career fair. Again, this is On the Clock with Aaron Green. We are at the QC Career Fair during Green Week. I know QC just celebrated 5th anniversary. Those celebrations took place on February the 5th, 2025, and included a Hall of Fame induction. QC's Hall of Fame recognizes the school's history and former staff. This year's inductees were Andrea U. Gibson, former principal of the school, Sylvia B. Benneby, Dr. Reginald W. Eldon, O. Virginia Minnis, Sean M. Turnquest, and the late Sidney H. Pinder posthumously. So I think we have some more young people lined up in front of us to give us a word about this week's career fair. Take the mic. Okay, so please introduce yourself, just a name. Any name will do. It could be your nickname and what grade you're in.
My name is Tasia. I'm in grade 12.
All right.
My name is Jasmine Smith. I'm in grade 12.
My name is Emma Sweeting, and I'm in grade 12.
All right.
My name is Catherine Armstrong. I'm also in grade 12.
All right. Now, I want to say I'm so thankful for y'all sticking it out to grade 12. I was the last year to do grade 11 in 1992. And I feel like y'all have more time to prepare for the real world. We hit grade 11 and they kick us right out into the real world. But career fairs like this really do give students an opportunity to explore the possibilities. So, what's your career? What's your dream career? What's your practical job choice?
Well, I want to go into the business sector. It is a wide area, so I'm not particularly sure of my concentration, but I do know that I want to have my own business, and also always looking for job opportunities. I want to work with people, invest, and just make money overall.
Okay, I like that.
I also really want to go into the business sector. I'm not exactly sure which area, but I've always been interested in business. Like, I've had numerous businesses as a kid, just like making rubber band bracelets or like temporary tattoos. And I even have a business right now where I make treats for party planners. So I've always really been interested in business and really look forward to doing that in the future.
So you make like themed treats for events. So if I have a Scooby-Doo party, you can make me some Scooby snacks. Theme them out like that. That's awesome. What I appreciate about business is, like, if we look around the room at all of the professions and entities that are out here, they all at some point operate like a business. Every entity needs to be managed properly. And that's where business managers come in. And so while you sort of in business, you have a wide range of entities you can work with and professions you could support. My friend here, dream career, practical job choice.
For me, my dream career, it doesn't have a set title in my mind at the moment, but it would be something where I can combine all of my different interests that are pretty vast, things that you don't usually expect to go together, like languages and sciences, but also, and really technical skills. But right now, I think I'm getting a better idea of what the practical alternative for that would be, or if I can even make the dream career a possibility. And like you said, career fairs like this are really opening my eyes to how I can really intermingle my interests.
That's awesome. Good morning. How you do? You look like you're walking right into a career in broadcasting. How are you this morning? What grade are you in?
I'm in grade 9.
Oh, you early. Okay, you're looking around the room. There are tons of professions and business entities out here. There are sort of corporate agencies like the Defense Force, Customs, Immigration. Have you considered a career choice yet?
Yes, ma'am.
It is?
I want to be a teacher, but they don't really have that in here.
What you mean you want to be a teacher? They have it all around here. But what I appreciate about the space is, if you're looking at NAL, right, you're looking at Sun Oil, all of these spaces require teaching. Even if it's a professional space, there's continuing education classes. There's always room for teachers everywhere, primary school level, preschool level, tertiary level, professional level. We love teachers. All right. So what's been your favorite booth so far?
The Doctor's Hospital. Doctor's Hospital.
Yeah. I mean, Doctor's Hospital, PMH. Well, PMH is a teaching hospital, right? Yeah, man, Doctor's Hospital. That's cool. Do you think you could go into medicine and then teach medicine?
Maybe.
All right, all right. Have you ever considered a career in broadcasting? Journalism, DJ, sales assistant, production manager. That's all right. When you become a teacher, you're going to be doing all of those things in your classroom. You're the DJ, you're going to be choosing the media selections for the classroom. This is the right images for this lesson. You're going to be a production assistant. You're going to help your students produce their work. But you got plenty of time. to start thinking about it? But the journey starts early. How young were you when you knew you wanted to be a teacher?
Just a baby.
Good stuff, good stuff. All right. So what are you going to do? How are you going to walk yourself into that career?
I'm going to go to college.
Okay. Locally, you're going to go to UB or you're going to go abroad?
I'm going to go to UB.
That's cool. That's cool. Okay, you want to come back home and teach or you want to experience the world?
I want to stay here.
I like it. I like it. You could stay here and then go on vacation in the summer. All right. Thank you for your time. I'm going to get back to these 12th graders. My friend, figured out your dream career yet?
Right. I feel like I still have a little ways to go. I definitely have a passion for STEM majors. So right now I'm thinking bioengineering and from there using that to work on prosthetics and medical devices. I know we need that hair, but somewhere in that area, I really love the sciences, so I want to do something like that. But also, like it was said earlier, these career fairs are really helpful, and I'm super grateful that we are even able to just come here and experience it and still talk to other career choices so we can keep our minds open.
Absolutely. We've got to go to a break. When we get back from the break, I'm hoping that we can connect with some more students. We got to talk to some athletes about the BAISS 2025 championship, where we beat SAC for the fourth time. Not in a row, but we're getting there for the fourth time. I'm so excited about that, and I'm so proud of the students that have brought this achievement to bear. I mean, SAC, but then there's the QC Comets, and we up for anything. So we're going to a break. We will be right back. You're on the clock with Aaron Green, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information to you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Inland Revenue is here to guide and help you with all things business license and VAT. On March 25th and 26th at the National Baseball Stadium, the DIR will host a financial symposium with multiple government and private agencies. Then in the month of April, learn all about VAT through our in-person and virtual sessions during what we call VAT Education Month. For more information, follow Capital DIR Bahamas on all social media platforms.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. We are at the Queens College Career Fair. Listen, we're in the midst of Green Week at QC. We're coming off the heels of the 135th anniversary celebration. Did I tell you all this, my alma mater? I'm a QC Comet and I'm just so excited to be here. Now, standing in front of me, I have some of QC's star athletes, some of the young people that drove that Comet through that big sack red machine. Gentlemen, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm good, thank you.
All right, now introduce, Introduce yourselves for me.
My name is Zion Miller.
What discipline are you?
400, 200, 800.
400, 200, and?
800.
Okay. And you, sir?
My name is Ian Benneby, and my discipline is the 800 and 1500 meters.
Are you considering a career in professional sports?
Yes, I am.
If it's possible, I will pursue it. But yeah.
All right. Have you considered sort of a supplemental profession that you can pick up when your athletic career is, I mean, I don't want to say finished, but when you decide that you're done with competing?
Well, I wanted to focus on track and then plumbing and like, but it's a kind of a mixed decision because, you know, I'm still young and learning about different careers and stuff. But as where I stand now, I'm looking more into like trades and stuff and investing. So when I build a brand for myself, I'll be able to use my face and my reputation to help me find a lot of job opportunities when it comes to certain.
I would like to thank God for giving me the opportunity to participate in races like the 1500 and 800 meter hurdles. I mean, not hurdles, the 1500 and 800 meters, because not a lot of people could do that. And although this ability may fade over time, he's given me the foresight to become a mechanical engineer in the future.
All right, so you may be building prosthetic limbs with our friend over here, prosthetic limbs specifically for athletes in the future. I love it. There's a sort of a history in the Bahamas of students being able to use their physical ability, right, to gain a scholarship or placement in an academic program that sort of drives their passion, right? So consider that your athletic ability may garner you a scholarship at a specific institution that focuses on exactly what it is that you want to do, right? But it's your athletic ability that gets you in there. So sports is a great way to explore academia, right? Okay, so now, outside of competing on the track team, y'all play any other sports?
No, my coach wouldn't allow me to do that.
Yes, I play basketball and a little bit of baseball.
All right, good stuff, good stuff. Well, gentlemen, tell me, now, I just want to ask you quickly before you go. I know you got lots to explore here. What does group?
Well, it means a lot to me knowing that everyone could celebrate a win together, come around and enjoy this moment as one, because at the end of the day, it's not just the BISS team, it's the school who gets the win. So I'm just appreciative. I thank God that we was able to get the win, and now we're just here enjoying the moment.
Yes, to me, Green Week symbolizes our ability to come together as Comets and achieve the goal we set out for ourselves to beat the Big Red Machine. And wearing green, it kind of lifts our spirits, and it's a great feeling. It gives us brotherhood. It makes us feel close. So that's a great thing.
I know what y'all mean. I wear green all my life. My last name is Green. My first name is Aaron, which means Ireland, which is all about the green. I appreciate it and I like it. Plus, it gives us an opportunity to celebrate, like in Green Week, some of your stellar achievements, not just athletic, but academic as well. I have one of y'all colleagues here, Mr. Kyrie Campbell, who is the Prime Student of the Year nominee from Queens College. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
All right, so what put you on this journey to achieve Primary School Student of the Year?
Since I first came to the school, my goal and academics have been to just get all A's and to become Student of the Year and when I reach into grade 6. So it's just been something that I've always dreamed of.
It's a target you set for yourself. Okay, since you're in the habit of setting targets, have you considered what your dream career could be or is?
I've thought that my dream career would be to make it professionally in baseball.
Well, look here. As a descendant of the Mitchell family, I say, well, you got to go for it. My grandfather was an important factor in growing baseball in the country. So how are you going to walk from here, QC, to a professional baseball career?
I would just train and practice all I can so that I could get a scholarship to the school in the States and make the MLB.
All right, now listen, if your parents say, listen, we're going to support you on your baseball dream, but I'm going to need you to pick up a B career or job to support your path to baseball, what would it be?
To support my path to baseball, I am very passionate about sports, so I would be a sports analyst.
I like it. Listen, have you considered a career in broadcasting, sports commentating, and sports? So you want to be on TV like Charles Barkley and Shaq?
Yes, ma'am.
We could do that. We could do that right now. I think I'm going to have to figure out how to get you an invitation to The Accredited. That's a sports show, the 10th year seniors. It comes on Guardian Radio at 11 a.m. Saturday morning. I have to get you at the mic, sir. It was a pleasure to meet you. Okay, now, you've achieved a lot. What you have planned for this year?
This year, to just do well in baseball and to give back to the community.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, listen, thank you very much. Last question for you. Green Week. How many Green Weeks have you celebrated at QC so far?
This is my first one.
You like it? Good stuff. I really appreciate these athletes here and the energy and the spirit they bring to Green Week. And I'm assured that they're showing younger students how to celebrate Green Week as a community. Well, Mr. Campbell, thank you very, very much. Have a wonderful day and spin back by our booth at some point, okay? All right. Now we're going to talk to Mr. C. Campbell, counselor at Queens College. I want to ask some more technical questions, I guess, about the career fair and Green Week. Why is the career fair so important, and why is it important to allow as many students as possible, like we've had ninth grade students, to attend the career fair?
Well, it's important to us. It's done with all of high school, grades 7 through 12. We also invite grade 6. This year, we have student of the year to UI McPhee as well, to have them to be a part of it. And then we invite the babies from ELC to come and take a look. They particularly enjoy the fire engine where they can, you know, pull the engine. And so what we believe is important for us is to ensure that our students are exposed to a variety of career options, and so that they can look at it from their perspective to see why it is that they're doing the subjects that they're doing, to see and to speak to professionals who are actually in the industry who can say to them, this is the pathway for which you should go if you want to pursue a career option as this field that we're currently in. And so we simply want them to be exposed to as many opportunities as possible. Even if they decide not to go to college, the option of a career should always be there as well. Even if they want to be an entrepreneur, that option is there as well. And this year is particularly important to us because the lady who started Career Week, Sandra Bowles, this is her 20th year. And as she is about to retire this year, she's the brainchild of all of this. So we wanted to highlight her. This year, Careers Fair is in her honor. And so we just wanted to make sure that it's a special event to highlight the person who is responsible for our 20th anniversary of the Careers Fair, Ms. Cassandra Bowles.
Ms. Bowles, I'm coming to talk to you right now because when I entered boarding school and I only had two choices, a technical stream or an art stream, and I sat down and realized that I began making the choices or the decisions that led me to this choice from ninth grade when I made the decision of which BJCs I was going to take. So it's great to see that you have extended it beyond ninth grade to seventh and eighth graders. Tell us the value of the fair over the last 20 years, and how many booths did you start with, and how many booths do you have now?
Over the last 20 years, I mean, it has gone from, and particularly this year, it is phenomenal. I must tip my hat to the police who They have been with us from the get-go, from the first career fair that we've held. And there are many other persons who I wish to thank. Lightfoot Key, the Ministry of Tourism developed a program called Adopt a School. Lightfoot Key Club adopted Queens College. They too have been with us from the get-go. So there are many. The accounting firms, we've always had many of those. And we are just so pleased how well it has grown. And so inviting all of the students, it's because nowadays or even before, you actually look at choosing your career when you are a little one, because you look at others that are emulated, and you look at most little ones would say, I want to be a police officer, or I want to be this, I want to be a doctor. So we have to realize it starts from a very early age. So getting these students to realize there are so much opportunity, that's what we try to do here.
When I was in eighth grade, I had to go into the library and do a book report. I chose The Challenger, the book about the story of Sally Ride and the Challenger, the unfortunate story of the teacher who died in that tragic explosion. It was when I was preparing the report that I realized that I had wanted to be an astronaut my whole life. And I realized in those moments that it was probably too late. Right, like the extracurricular activities, the summer programs, that I would need those experiences that I would need to get into a program to lead me to aeronautic engineering and to be an astronaut. It was a little too late for this jurisdiction, right? And I thought about it, and then I had an even better idea. I could be a teacher, man, and I like it. I've been teaching Chicanis now for 17 years, and I love it. And so, Ms. Bowles, you're getting ready to retire, but a teacher's job is never done. So what are you preparing for your post-retirement life?
As you've indicated, it's never done. I am still going to be my usual self. I am always open to the assistance of my colleagues. Many of them know that they can just reach out to me. But as far as my career, it doesn't end when I retire. It really doesn't end, because I've already had persons, admissions rep, directors who have stated, Mrs. Bowles, look, stay in contact. We want to know exactly what you can do for us, how we can reach out. So I'm all to whomever may be in need of my assistance.
Well, listen to this word. I'm going to send you to the DC technology table so you could explore how technology can maintain a space for you in teaching, but I'll make it easier. You could upload all your lessons to the internet for anybody to find them. But since we had the career fair, there is a space for retirees in the professional world. Every space requires some degree of teaching and re-education, continuing education in professional spaces. Immigration, defense force, customs, they all have these spaces where they provide continuing education opportunities for their staff, the prison, the residential care facilities, both for young people and the elderly. There are all kinds of spaces, not crying out to give you a hand, but that really need you asset. And they have to wait until you finish the students to be able to take advantage of that. But I would say thank you for your dedicated service to Queens College, to the students, and to a culture appreciation for education as a whole. Now, I'm going to dismiss you because I have to go to a break. On the Clock is going to a break. Please stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're at the QC Career Fair in the middle of Green Week as we celebrate the 135th anniversary of QC. We'll be right back.
Say Lampkin. Besides carrying all the roofing material needed to cover East End, Enterprises also has all the equipment needed to put it together and to protect your workers. At Enterprises, we got hand tools, power and manual, including hacksaws, hammers, mauls, wrecking bars, well, hopefully they won't need them yet, drill bits, tapes, plumb bobs, levels, and more. We got cement, concrete bonding fiber, lime, sand, and P-Rock. We got dust masks, safety glasses, gloves, hard hats, and high visibility vests. Lamkin, what we got here at Enterprises is a one-stop shop for builders.
Everybody Wins Live is bringing you the ultimate giveaway, a brand new Cybertruck. For every $30 spent, you're in the drawing for the ultimate grand prize, a Cybertruck. Drawn live at the Vibes Cartel Concert, March 29th. You'll also be automatically entered to win tickets to see the world boss himself, 25 every single week. Visit everybodywinslive.com to get into the game. See website for full terms and conditions. Must be 18 or over to participate.
Take that mess from off the wall. Give that baby back its ball. Leave other people things alone.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. We are in the middle of Green Week. I just had to be at QC to celebrate it. QC is celebrating its 135th anniversary this year. Now, I've got two student athletes with me. You all are students, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And you all are athletes, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. Be good. Student athletes. All right. So, tell the audience your name.
Jamia Navi.
And your sports discipline?
400 meters, 200 meters, 100 meters, and sometimes field events.
She's saying my sports discipline is fast. I fast. Okay, so tell me, what did this win, the BAISS 2025 Track and Field Championship, what did this win mean for you? What grade are you in, 12th grade?
Yes, ma'am.
As a 12th grader, what did it mean for you?
I must say I'm truly proud of this accomplishment. It's been a fueling goal of ours for about 6 years. And I'm glad we finally got to accomplish it during my senior year and I get to leave with a bang.
That's awesome. Yeah, the last time we won was 2019.
Yes,
I look here, Sag, just prepare because we're trying to win it next year. Just in case you didn't think we was going to try, we can try to do it again. Okay, now, let's talk about career. Dream career.
Civil engineering.
What type of things you want to build?
I think railroads, bridges, so on. Just use my creativity in any way I can.
All right, all right. You thought about building dreams, legacies, revolutions?
Yes, ma'am, definitely.
All right. Can you do what you want to do professionally in the Bahamas?
Yes, ma'am, I can. But maybe on a smaller scale.
Are you preparing to be able to work both at home and abroad? Enjoy the best of both worlds?
Yeah, I do plan on doing that.
Okay, so are you using your sports to propel your academic career?
Yes, ma'am. I use my sports to help me gain a full scholarship at the University of Texas. I recently signed in November, and I'll be handling my endeavors there.
Way to go, way to go, way to go. You put in the hard work and it has paid off. Okay. Hard question. The Bahamas?
No, ma'am, it won't be difficult. It's just a short flight home. And I believe I can develop myself and my business here at home and in the States. So.
All right, I'm glad that we have contributed to the development of the Bahamas where young people are confident that they can do what they want to do both at home and abroad. Okay, what does Green Week mean to you?
I believe it truly symbolizes pride that the QC Gormans hold in themselves, and I feel like it played a vital role in us bringing the championships home. You know, we truly love our school, and that shows throughout this week.
All right, good stuff. Now, what's been your favorite booth, or not your favorite, but the most interesting or exciting booth so far at the fair?
I didn't get a chance to experience all. I was doing coursework, but I'd say Focal Oil stood out to me.
Because you're an engineer.
Yes, ma'am.
There you go. I like the police booth. I was waiting for this powder, like detain a suspect. I like the part they trip you down. They show you the effective tripping method. That was my favorite part of the demonstration this morning. Okay, have you considered a career in broadcasting?
No, ma'am.
A little when I was younger, but then I realized my passion is really for the sciences.
Okay, next question. Do either of you have a WhatsApp account?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
You're all already halfway to broadcasting. You all be broadcasting news all the time. Have you considered that broadcasting may be a skill set or a space that supplements or supports the work that you want to do or the field or industry that you want to work in?
Yes, ma'am, because I believe a lot of younger kids, they look up to the older athletes and their accomplishments. So I think it'll play a good role in where we want to go in life.
So look here, I'm going to introduce you all to the hosts of the new sports show on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, called The Accredited, hosted by 10th year seniors. Because for senior student athletes to have a space to talk about their experiences, for younger student athletes, also talking about your experiences connects you to potential donors and supporters, people who can give financial support, technical support, kind of in-kind support. If you guys come and work my kids' training camp in the summer, you'll have an opportunity to work with international athletes as well, building your own skill sets. I just a little jealous. I in broadcasting, and I want you all to consider it. It can only supplement what it is that you want to do. Anyway, thank you very much for your time this morning. Y'all go check out the booths and then come back and tell us which one was the most exciting for you. And so let's talk about which booths are out here today. Oh, ladies, you all here to talk to us about careers? Yes, you are. Okay. Have you considered a career in broadcasting? All right. For my friend here, do you have a WhatsApp account?
Yes.
You already halfway to broadcasting. You're sharing information all the time. There you go. Have you already made a choice? Dream career?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me what it is.
To work on the radio.
Bam, 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 bam. Okay, we're getting back to you. She said she wants to work on the radio. Oh, tell me, what was the most exciting booth or interesting booth for you?
The culinary. That was good. I got some nice food and drinks.
They have a culinary booth out here. That's my favorite booth. No, I go to see them personally. All right, what is the most interesting booth for you?
Probably the Royal Defense Force or any of the police booths. All of them are very interesting.
Okay, you foresee a career entertaining people. I don't know, police defense force is one of the things they do. What was most exciting about those booths?
The guns.
You excited about like national security working?
I don't know. It's just the whole thing concept just seems exciting. Like, I don't know. I just like it.
I could see you at a SWAT competition. Yeah. Handling those obstacles. Detaining people. I mean, I trained Chikchanis, so I only ever detain Chikchanis. But it can be harder to detain a whole person. I think that should be really easy. Ma'am, have you never heard about a Chikchani?
I heard about
them. Well, I know I should have gotten the Chikchani booth for the QC Career Fair. I should have brought them for you. And my friend here, what was the most interesting booth for you guys?
The drug enforcement unit.
Mine was probably the doctor's hospital one where they show like how to do CPR on children and adults.
Cool.
We're asking what was the most interesting booth that you visited today?
I am Atlantis.
Atlantis? Is it tourism? The service industry, is it the creative side? Like you would work on creating programs, events for the spring season. This is what we're doing in the hotel. For the fall season, this is what we're doing in the hotel.
Tourism.
Tourism? All right. You want to work inside or outside? In fact, I think that should be one of the most important questions when you're making a career choice. Do you want to work indoors or outdoors?
Outdoors.
No, outdoor. I don't really care.
Outdoors. I say outdoors.
with the advance of technology, a lot of jobs that you had to do indoors, you can now not only do outdoors, but you can be mobile with it, right? So you could set up your whole operation, especially with radio. You could set up a whole radio station in a van and travel around the Commonwealth of the Bahamas broadcasting. That's one of the reasons why radio is exciting to me. Your capacity to engage audiences. You just have a wider number of options. Like on television, it's very rarely do you see a television show with a call-in component, but radio allows, I mean, people from around the world call the radio show. People from across the archipelago. Pardon? I mean, it is being recorded. Yeah, no. But let's talk about
the whole concept about it. I just want to be a Belize.
I mean, and I tell you what, I could see the passion. I could see the passion within you. And the beauty of those spaces are that practically any career choice you make in the broader world, you can do that in the military. You can be in medicine in the military. You could be in rehabilitative services like a physical therapy in the military. You could be a musician in the military. You can be in culinary in the military. You could be in engineering, a wide variety of engineering fields in the military. And that's one of the reasons why it's such an exciting field, right? It's the capacity you could do almost anything in the military. I'm really excited about that passion. I see that people are experiencing. Sir, could you tell, you got that from the culinary booth? Is that an ackee? What is that taco?
Chicken taco.
Ooh-wee. I'm going to need to go and pass by the culinary booth. Okay, so I'm going to talk. I'm going to list some of the booths here, and I want you all to tell me, like, what you felt about the booth or that area. LJM Maritime Academy. Anybody ever considered being a boat captain? But not like sail your boat. A tanker. A cruise ship. A battle, a big, big boat.
I don't do good on water.
I get seasick a lot.
We have tools. We have medicine for all. We have medicine for seasickness. We're going to work on the swimming thing. Okay, Kelso Laboratory, Sciences and Engineering.
I used to work there.
Yeah. Were you able to experience any of her work? Did you like it?
She retired when I was born.
That's cool. Grammy says she gave up her whole life to take care of you. I love Grammy. Georgia Southern University, Atlantis, Ministry of Health and Wellness, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Joy 101.9, Focal, Department of Social Services, Deloitte & Touche, KTH Physiotherapy, Doctors Hospital, Ernst & Young, Bahamas Customs Department, Ministry of Tourism, Royal Bahamas Defense Force, DC Technology, Carey's Department Store, Lyford Key Club, Price Waterhouse Coopers, BPL, and the Royal Bahamas Police Force, a drug enforcement unit. I have another. Oh, good morning, ma'am. We even have nurses. Is that the school nurse?
No, ma'am.
We just have nurses hanging out around the place. Has any? Good morning, ma'am. How are you? What grade are you in?
Eight.
Are all y'all in eighth grade?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it's a good time to start thinking about these questions because then your BJC choices inform your BGCSE choices. And so it's never too late to start asking yourself these questions. And now I get to ask you, eighth grader, do you have a career, a dream career?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us what it is.
A pilot.
Pilot. I thought you was going to say a spy because she wasn't sharing no information with us. Okay, so you want to be a pilot. Aviation or marine?
Aviation.
Okay, what size planes are you trying to fly?
A jet.
Yeah, I mean, that gives me a rough sense of you want something fast and powerful. You ain't flying no props, no Cessnas. Like, as a private pilot, or do you want to work in a particular government agency? Or
airline.
You want to fly around the world? All right, and so tell me, steps from today to your dream career. Have you thought about them? Were you able to gather any advice out here?
No, but my step, I really just need to focus in geo and math and just, yeah. But I already know what college I want to go to and, yeah.
Okay, so you have your path carved out already. Now, this is the biggest question. do you plan on living here and working here, or you plan on, I'm a pilot, I could fly home whenever I want?
No, I plan on working in the States.
Okay, that's cool, that's cool. I need a cousin in the States who could come pick me up on a Saturday to go to the concert. Y'all could use that, right?
I can use that. Leal, you can pick me up. With me.
Thank you, ladies. That while being a pilot is an awesome career choice, you can have a career based in commercial aviation that allows you to fly as a passion, right? So working for an airline may be your job, but your passion is maybe aviation photography, and you set up cameras on your small plane or your drones, right? And you enjoy flying for your passion as well as to support yourself. All right, ladies, just before we go, all eighth grade, tell me what subjects are y'all planning to take at BJC level next year? You could answer. Don't watch nothing. My friend over here, she said, look here, I am going to be a spy. I ain't telling y'all nothing.
Right now, I'm taking Dang Lit, Spanish and Religion, but I plan on taking other stuff like social studies, continuing with, I might try to do math, but I'm not sure. But for those subjects now, I plan on continuing to like do GCSEs also. And like, for math, if I do good at math, that would be a shocker because I'm not really good at math right now, but like, the career choice that I'm trying to choose, it needs like a lot of math stuff in it. So I'm trying to get better at that for BJCs.
I'm going to encourage, now that I've entered my Grammy era, I'm putting a charge on all of you. I'm going to encourage you, even if you're not good at math, to work at it and practice it. Because math isn't just about numbers. It's also about logic, right? It's about spatial awareness and it's about critical thinking. And so math skills can help you build a lot of professional skills and may contribute to your actual career choice without you having to be a mathematician. So, good morning, ma'am. How are you? What grade are you in?
Grade 9.
All right. Just before you all go, tell me, what does Green Week mean to all of you?
QC
is the best school out there. We won. We sorry, Sack. You just can't have it this year. All right. Now, to my ninth grade, just as we're about to end the show, what's been your favorite booth at the event today? Okay, that's a hard question.
There was multiple, so.
Okay, tell me.
There was the Atlantis.
The Atlantis booth?
Yes. Okay. And where we got to touch the animals inside. And then there was those. The Royal Bahamas Defense Force and the Royal Bahamas Police Force ones. I feel like it was interesting because I learned about like drugs. No, but like I learned about like because like you know like different drugs and what they do and why it's bad for you and stuff.
I mean, if we're going to learn about the dangers of drugs and illicit substances, the best place to learn is from the Royal Bahamas Police Force. I thought it was an exciting event. Good. Thank you, sir. Doctors Hospital. Grade 9. We're at the end of the show. I would like to thank you for giving me a few moments of your time today. This is On the Clock with Erin Green at the QC Career Fair in the middle of Green Week as QC celebrates its 135th anniversary. So what's next for you in grade 10? What subjects are you going to study?
Commerce and computer studies because I want to be an entrepreneur.
All right. That's awesome. What an awesome way to end the show. You're going to be an entrepreneur. That's awesome. All right. This is On the Clock with Erin Green. It's been a pleasure to be here. Y'all stay tuned because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is going to pick up the mic after the break.
Church was made for fools to be. Locked away from society. Get involved, get involved. Get involved, get involved. Get involved, get involved.
Get involved, get involved.
They got a way to get involved. Get involved.
This is Guardian.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.